This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Max Kaiser is going to come on and talk about world events, Bitcoin, and more in the third hour. But I want to give listeners a chance. I got a lot of other news to hit, obviously, as well. On World War III, that I believe has already begun, that it's intensifying. You've heard my last hour's analysis. You think it's dead on? You disagree? You agree? What would you like to add to that? I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now for first-time callers, 877-789-2539. So we'll fire up the phone system, 877-789-2539, first-time callers. You got family getting deployed to the Middle East? What's the intel you're getting on the ground? 877-789-2539. Okay. Some stations don't carry this first five, but I'm going to cover some more news here. When we come back, I'm going to play the Netanyahu clip. I'm going to play the GOP new House Speaker, Mike Johnson, who's already changing his ways on war. Now he loves it. And now he loves another spending increase, of course, because we're in an emergency. So we're going to be getting to that coming up next segment and a lot more. But this is all about getting us fighting with each other so we don't point out who hit us with poison shots, who hit us with the deadly virus, who hit us with blocking therapeutics, who's cut off the energy, who's cutting off the fertilizer, who's cutting off the farming. I mean, it is a devastating, devastating attack that's taking place against humanity right now. And so we're going to be discussing all of that coming up today. I've also got some political correctness examples of how they've taught that there's all this hidden racism everywhere and what it's doing to black people out there. The mind control is insane. I've got a meme here. It shows a scientist at a drawing board that says, scientists warn that within 6 months, humanity will run out of things to call racist. And just a few of the new clips I've seen is this very serious black lady, young, nice-looking black lady, and she literally thinks good morning is a code word for murdering black people because she thinks morning, like the morning coming up, the dawn, is mourning, meaning sad that someone died. So that they would say to the slaves, totally made up, this is the type of stuff that's being taught out there in the schools, the colleges, when you would say good morning, that's for slaves, totally made up. That goes back to thousands and thousands of years ago in every culture, people say good day or have a great day or God bless or enjoy your dinner. Chinese do it. Japanese do it. Africans do it. People are the same everywhere. It's funny how in most cultures, the word for mother and father is very similar. You know, the word for SH-T in Chinese is basically sounds the same way. They call it the same thing. That's like 5,000-year-old language at least. And then that was how the Saxon, that was their word. Then when the French took over 1,000 years ago, the Norman, they said you can't use non-King's English, so they banned a bunch of words like SH-T. Point is, we have the same cultures, and she literally believes that. Another example of a comedian got mad about it, and I guess they're talking about pulling it off shelves. There's a cheese called Coon. It's an old family name, and they go, well, that's an insult on black people. So she's so ignorant, she can't tell the difference between, overhead shot please, morning, meaning a period of time between midnight and noon, especially from sunrise to noon. It was a beautiful, sunny morning. She thinks morning is mourning, to feel or express grief or sorrow. Isn't that amazing? Guys, I didn't get printed the full definition of mourning, as in sorrow. The front page didn't print that for me again, because I'm gonna play these clips coming up. I mean, this is mind control. Look what they've done to these people. All over Europe and the U.S., there's a lot of colleges that have Lynch Library or Lynch Hall. Lynch is an ancient Irish name. So somebody would die and donate their money to build a library. Also, and then they go, oh, look, they want to lynch you. Okay, get rid of the name. It's just mental illness, folks. Meanwhile, we're on the verge of thermonuclear war. InfoWars.com, band.video, Tomorrow's News Today. Those are the coordinates for Liberty. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Please stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to set it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the fount of regeneration, the source, tip of the spear. No, not Alex Jones, but this broadcast, our calls, our guests, our crew, everything we do is seen as the enemy, as the epicenter of the resistance. I know we're all humble people, but important to realize the enemies of humanity recognize that we are the ones giving them a run for their evil money. Okay, so let me just recap, and then I'm going to go to the phone calls at 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We're talking World War III and how bad is it going to get. It's very clear. They're cutting off the energy. They're cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the food at levels they're going to kill hundreds of millions just to begin. They've already killed 80-plus million with the lockdowns. They're preparing new viruses, new lockdowns. Netanyahu is doing everything he can to stir up the Middle East with provocative speeches about we're going to exterminate all of the people in Gaza, and including their farm animals. And then the Muslims are being led by Erdogan, calling for attacking Israel and saying Turkey may invade Israel. I mean, this is Armageddon-type stuff. Muslims demonstrating, protesting, attacking all over the world, and Russia taking over an airfield, Dagestan, or the Russian Federation, taking over, trying to pull Israelis off an aircraft. This is a global crisis. That's why I said expect Hamas, Hezbollah, and others to launch terror attacks inside the West. Very, very serious time to be alive, where the globalists may stage a false flag. Let's play Netanyahu talking about quotes from the Bible where they specifically discuss genocide. Here it is.
You must remember what Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. And we do remember, and we are fighting. Our brave troops and combatants who are now in Gaza or around Gaza and in all other regions in Israel are joining this chain of Jewish heroes, a chain that has started 3,000 years ago from Joshua ben Nun until the heroes of 1948, the Six-Day War, the 73 October War, and all other wars in this country. Our hero troops, they have one supreme main goal: to completely defeat the murderous enemy and to guarantee our existence in this country. We've always said, never again. Never again is now.
And then he specifically quotes the Bible verse as well. Let's put that Bible verse up there that talks about killing even the farm animals. And then again, we've got Erdogan saying he's looking to invade Israel out of Turkey. This is all insane. And Israel is losing its information war around the world The public's not buying it. But evangelical Christians and others in their bubbles are going along with it. And again, it's all part of a larger countdown to a worldwide meltdown. All right. Let me do this. Let me hit the rest of the news here. Just scan over it with you. And then we're going to go to Sid, Mike, Aiden, Sean, Michael, Aaron, Bill, Sean, Sheldon, Josh, and Sean. And then we have Max Kaiser coming up. So this is the calls we're going to take. No more calls after this. Thank you, guys. I don't want when a caller hangs up, I'm going to get on, and then we don't get to them. I don't want to do that. So here's some of the headlines. Mike Johnson, the new GOP Speaker of the House, tells Sean Hannity, we cannot allow Putin to prevail in Ukraine. U.S. boots on the ground may be required to stand with Israel. Supports Israel directly attacking Iran, Russia, China, and Iran are the axis of evil. Wider war will bring inevitable attempts at martial law. Excellent article by Ben Warren on Infowars.com. That's what this is all about. That's suspending the election. Northern and Western Europe are drifting towards civil war, Hungarian historian warns. Black Hebrew Israelites are now battling pro-Palestinian protesters in Chicago. People of Dagestan have stormed their airport after hearing a plane from Israel has landed. Thousands of pro-Hamas agitators and ultra-Orthodox Jews calling for Israel's destruction shut down Brooklyn Bridge. Businesses vandalized with disgusting anti-Semitic stickers. Groups behind Israel bashing protests back to Hamas got $15 million plus from Soros. New York Post. Trump, for four straight years, I kept America safe, I kept Israel safe, and kept the world safe. Today, the world is blowing up all around us, no matter where you look. If I were president, the attack on Israel would never, ever have happened. And it just goes on from there. We've got more we're going to be getting to coming up. But now let's shift gears into some other very important areas here. This is on the poison shot front. ABC News, older adults who received last year's COVID booster and a high-dose version of the flu vaccine in the same visit may have a potential increased risk of stroke, according to a new FDA-funded study. Here's CNN reporting it. New FDA findings reveal COVID-19 shots pose stroke risk in older adults. Remember when they denied this and said the shot was perfectly safe and anyone who questioned it was dangerous conspiracy theorist? Israeli boy featured in COVID vaccine campaign dies of heart attack at age 8. A little nice little boy. Now, see, they don't get mad when Pfizer or Moderna kills a Jew. That's okay, because Benjamin Netanyahu said we're going to use Israelis as guinea pigs. But if Hamas does it, then we got to have World War III. See how it works? Never had heart problems, nothing. He's dead now, heart attack. Well. Eight-year-old Israeli poster child for vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, dies of sudden cardiac arrest. Matthew Perry. First they said he drowned. Now they say he didn't. Looks like a heart attack. Matthew Perry post-promoting, could I be any more vaccinated? Shirt resurfaces after Scar's death. He's very proud of himself. Are you vaccinated? You better get vaccinated, shirt. So that's just some of what we've got for you on the COVID front. Yeah, the official story drowned, but now they say he didn't drown. CDC admits 120,000 U.S. kids died suddenly after following COVID jab rollout. Kind of a big deal, huh? Kind of a huge, huge, huge deal. Let's talk about some of the economic numbers now. Coming up, McDonald's revenue soars as it hikes menu prices, $18 Big Macs. Oh, think there's no inflation? Big Mac was, $3-$4 before that? $5 when it wasn't on sale? Biden chooses Venezuela over buying Canadian oil and won't let the U.S. drill for new oil. Getting the picture here now? Now they're saying they're going to put Trump in jail if he violates the gag order again. We knew that was coming. Turns out Maine law enforcement got specific threats that he was going to shoot up and kill people, but they did nothing, even after he was in a mental institution this summer. That's some of the news. The Russians have put forward more peace deals with Ukraine, but you never see that in any of the local media or national media here. That's all coming up. Also, big victories against the attempts to make you eat bugs. Four countries are creating laws or passing laws to ban synthetic meat. Yeah, we'll deal with this. Ban this crap. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. We're going to come back to your phone calls and then get into all this news and more. Big broadcast. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In the Middle East. And then meanwhile, Israel's actions are going to elicit larger military responses. You already see that happening. So we are not on the road to World War III. We are at the destination. We're taking your phone calls right now on this live Monday, October 30th transmission. Aiden in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Welcome.
Going on, Alex. First thing I want to talk about is my experience with COVID-19. I'm 20 years old, and I was in the school systems in a blue state in Massachusetts, and it was just crazy what they were doing. They were publicly announcing our names to the people that didn't get the jab in classes, and all the kids in my class would just be saying, "Why don't you just get the jab? Why don't you just peer pressuring?" Not only that, they've maybe not played sports for not getting the jab.
Yeah, public. That's what they did around the country. Public shaming. And that's just the beginning. Absolute totalitarianism. Complete violation of the Nuremberg Code.
Yeah, it was just straight. They also didn't let me play sports. And I was playing hockey, and I honestly gave in. And that was just, it was stupid. I was 16 years old. And that's another, that's what brings me to the next subject of what I can actually do to make the side effects of this or the chances of me going into a cardiac arrest.
Well, you live in Massachusetts, so you had a lower rate of them sending the hot lots. They mainly bombed red states and conservative areas by computer coding to the zip code around 5 to 10%, depending on the region and country, got the hot shots. The ones that had a large dose of the spike protein replicator, basically prion, not basically, it is a prion, similar to what causes bad cow disease, spongiform encephalopathy. Then another 30 to 40%, depending on what area you're in, got a very low dose or slow-growing death shot. So there's a 50-plus percent chance you were given saline. That's what, on purpose. Also, if they didn't keep it at 87 degrees or lower, the replication system doesn't operate properly. So a lot of people never got the dose. So if you didn't start having, according to all the scientists I've talked to and what we've seen, an autoimmune response really quick, if you didn't feel like you'd been run over by a truck in the next few days, if you didn't get, you know, red spots all over you, if you didn't get a fever, things like that, then you probably got saline. They call it range finding, target acquisition. And so they didn't want to hit everybody with it. They wanted to hit only certain groups, but they bombed, and we've documented this with documents, and since it's come out in the EU, government even admitted it, they hit conservative areas with the weapon. Some conservative areas got up to 20% full load and around 50 to 60% small load. And so they were only getting, you know, 30, 40% saline in conservative areas. And so it's all part of their weapon operation.
Thank you for that information. I wasn't feeling any sickness or anything.
How many times you take the experimental injection?
I actually took two jabs. I didn't get the booster or anything.
Did you take Moderna or Pfizer?
I think it was Moderna. I'm pretty sure it was Moderna.
That is the bad one. That's equivalent of four Pfizer shots. It's the exact same compound. Pentagon developed it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm taking your trifecta. I just got your trifecta sale, so hopefully that can do some things. I'm really big on my diet as well. I've been going to a store that's like really good on organic and good meat and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't claim to be the healthiest guy around myself. It's a high stress life, or so, but I certainly know what's going on. And I'm not giving medical advice to anybody. I know what I do to clean out my blood, because there's also shedding that goes on, and that is the nitric boost. That is a really good product, according to Dr. Judy Mikovits and others. It has all these natural compounds that really help clean and flush out the body. So I personally, just for good health anyways, plus it has some other great effects in the vascular areas. I'll leave it at that. But people immediately go, wow, this is like natural Viagra or Cialis. That's because of what it does to the blood. So it basically really expands the capillaries, the arteries, helps flush them out. So I would be taking Nitric Boost. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Now, I'm not mad at that caller, because what we're talking about is the poison shot. That's a big part of this. But the war is the cover-up for that. You cover up one horrible attack with a bigger attack. And so we're really taking calls about World War III. But you can, the poison shot, we're all survivors of a bio war. We're all veterans of a bio war. I mean, we literally are. And then many of you are double victims if you took the shot that was loaded, a hot shot. And if you took the payload and you got hit by the virus as well, then you were hit twice by Fauci and Bill Gates. And the Pentagon did develop it and create it all. Pfizer and Moderna were just the groups they used to push it on the public. That's all declassified now. So that's who runs the Pentagon. Very nice people. And they shot our troops up with it, of course. Well, in the future, they say if you complain about the next lockdown, they're going to put you in one of these facilities and forcibly inject you. Of course, you'll be getting the hot shots in there. The computer will tell them what lot to get it out of. The people at the camp will just follow orders, and you'll, of course, have a heart attack and die. We'll execute you. Sid in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex. You hear me okay?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Excellent. I just want to, first of all, point out that I think your analysis is absolutely spot on everything that's going on. And it's so overwhelming. I think that really the thread that runs through everything that's going on is deception. And so many people are being deceived. I personally think, by the way, I happen to be a board-certified psychiatrist. This is my second time talking with you. I don't want to get sidetracked into that, but I'm also a Christian, which is a very, rare combination, because most psychiatrists, you probably know, are atheists or, some other stuff.
They're nuts.
But the Lord, I was saved in 2002, miraculously, and as a result of that, he has given me incredible discernment, something you talk about a lot. And I think that that is the single most important thing for people who are trying to wrap their brains around what's going on to have. That you need to stick to the Lord like Velcro, like white on rice. And
listen, I'm going to give you more time, because this is, I'm going to hear from a Christian psychiatrist, because the globalists aren't atheists. They want us to be atheists because they don't want to say there's a God. We're energetic electrochemical creatures. Our cells are all receiving and transmitting energy into the ether. That's why the sixth sense, and this has been proven. And when God, though, wants to open the channel, but God doesn't rape us electrochemically. So you have to open the channel. You have to open the gate, and then you receive it, and it's real. And it's not mumbo jumbo. It's happening. And I want to hear about how you got saved. You're talking about discernment, what it was like as a guy that studies the brain to then enter this wider world. That's why the occultists do what they do. That tunes them into the devil channel, the lower resonance, whatever you want to call it. It's all being proven scientifically. That's why all these top mathematicians and people now believe in God. We'll be right back. Don't hang up, Sid. Last year we put this book out.
The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
World War III has already begun. The designed program collapse of civilization is here. From the energy, to the fertilizer, to the food, to the culture, to the borders, to the police, to race war, to physical war, the poison shots. It's here. All right, Sid, start over. Very interesting. So you're a psychiatrist. You miraculously have God touch you. tell us what happened and then get back into the discernment point you were making and then try to tie it in, because that's what we're taking calls about, to the point we're in right now historically.
Absolutely. If I may, I'd like to just alliterate, because it's so short, I want to just mention the reason that I brought up this whole thing with a deception is that the 800-pound gorilla in the room here, the big lie, if you will, is, and this is the misunderstanding that evangelical Christians and many, many people around the world, all the way up to the highest echelons of, you know, our government, and really around the world, the politicians and people in control have. And that is, they think that the modern state of Israel, you know, that was basically brought into existence by a UN, you know, mandate in 1947, I think it was May 14th, 1947, is not, I repeat, not the ancient land of Israel. In fact, actually, Israel was the northern kingdom of two kingdoms. You had Israel and Judah in the south. In 722 BC, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians, completely destroyed. They ceased to exist at that point. So Israel as a kingdom was destroyed. And then in 586 BC, Judah in turn was destroyed. All right, let me get off that whole thing. So now getting back to your thing, as I was talking about discernment, you know, relationship with the Lord is the single most important thing to understand these things. So basically, to answer your question, in 2002, I had been practicing. I mean, I graduated from residency training in 1994. Fast forward to 2002, I came down with a sudden acute case of diverticulitis. You know, basically it felt like, you know, I was just perfectly normal, and all of a sudden it felt like somebody literally stabbed me, put a spear right through my abdomen. Long story short, after 18 days in the hospital, it was all going very badly in the wrong direction. And you can imagine, and I was on staff at this hospital, so I was being treated like a king, okay? I mean, I was being given the best care. It was going in the wrong direction. And without getting into unnecessary detail, because we don't have the time, I promise you, this is coming from a doctor, okay? Psychiatrists are obviously doctors that specialize, you know, in neurology and the human mind. But
yeah, psychiatrists are medical doctors. Keep going.
That is correct. So you can take what I'm about to tell you to the bank like a stack of cash, okay? The Lord miraculously saved me. I know of no mechanism that would explain what happened to me. I was facing emergency surgery, and essentially, again, I wish I had the time to explain it to you because it'd be even more compelling. But
no, I mean, did you feel God's presence before he healed you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, since you brought that up, at 1:30 in the morning, okay, on June 18th, 2002, Jesus Christ himself came into my room. It was like what happened is that I was thinking to myself, man, tomorrow I'm facing emergency surgery. And I had an abscess about the size of a golf ball. And basically, all of a sudden, I see the entire room filled with this blue light. I actually have a video, by the way, of another story totally unrelated to mine of miraculous healing.
Brother, I've had similar experiences. That's why I know, I understand. No, believe me, it's a big deal. I haven't physically seen Christ, but it's like I've seen time and space bend, and you're not on drugs or anything, and then it's like you're given, you feel it. And it's just there. It's like God's there. It's like you're getting a message.
Yeah, it actually, the same thing happened to the Apostle Paul. Remember, blinded by the light on the road to Damascus. Pretty much the same type of deal. So anyway, that's how I know is Jesus Christ.
Well, that's why Hank Williams says, I saw the light. I saw the light. It's like, boom.
There you go. Countless references to it. So anyway, so I was miraculously healed, not just physically, but he healed me on every level you can imagine, you know, spiritually. So I've had a very close connection. I've never forgotten, literally, like it happened yesterday, what the Lord did for me.
This is very important. If you weren't praying for that and it happened, that means God has particularly some special mission for you. Did God impress you with a mission when that happened?
I believe so. And again, you know, I don't want to digress too much, but the point I'm trying to make, Alex, is you have to have, every single one of us has the capacity, and I would argue the need to seek God take your eyes off all of the other distractions and nonsense which these people are throwing
at us. No, I totally agree. I got to move to other callers, but have you found it's helped your practice help people now that you know God's real?
Yeah, and I use discernment to know when I bring up certain things, but it's always there, and I have absolutely helped people with that. So, again, my message to people is, look, don't be fooled by the deception, which is, hey, we're Israel. We need to defeat these people.
No, I got that part. I appreciate your call, brother. Doug is the next caller. Thank you so much. Let's go to Sheldon in Canada. Sheldon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to mention or reiterate what you're saying. I really believe that we are heading headlong into a regional nuclear war in the Middle East. I mean,
currently we're on that course. I mean, I hate to say it. It feels dirty to say it, but I just tell the truth. I mean, I think you agree with me, right? I mean, you can't deny it.
Absolutely, 100%. I'm an ardent supporter of Israel. I used to like Benjamin Netanyahu. I think he's gone mad. His rhetoric is out of control. I think he's really hurting the Israeli people. And there's two people I'd like to mention, Alex, too. One is there's an excellent interview with Piers Morgan, the son of Hamas. Great interview. And he would really
I saw the son of the Hamas leader and why he saw how evil Hamas was and how they tortured the Muslims to make them follow them. And they're not letting people get out of Gaza themselves. They're terrible.
Yeah, but he's a very courageous, very brave man, speaking his mind, and I think
he infiltrated Hamas. He worked for Israel.
And then the second person is a gentleman named Bill Salas. He's a prolific prophecy writer. He's written three books that align eerily to what's happening right now: Psalm 83, Isaiah 17, and the prophecy of Elam, Jeremiah 49, about Iran. And it talks about how Israel engages in a regional war with all the neighboring Arab and different countries, and it gets really nasty, and Israel gets really, you know, hurt in this war. But in the end, they come out of it, but it talks about the demise of Damascus, Aleppo, Homs, Amman, all basically, it didn't say directly, but insinuation is nuclear destruction.
I mean, well, that's right. When you read the Old and New Testament, it repeats itself and talks about whole cities disappearing in fire.
Yes, and I think that we're very quickly, the probability of this, hopefully it isn't for our time, but the probability is increasing dramatically as we go along day by day. I mean, if Hezbollah starts to really unleash what they have in the north, and then you get all these boutique kind of Islamic groups in Syria, and what happens if Jordan falls? What happens if the Hashemite kingdom of Jordan, lots of Palestinians there?
Well, that's right, because if the Muslim countries don't go to war with Israel, their people are going to overthrow them.
That's exactly right, and it talks about in Isaiah about how the peoples roar, and that's all through the world. I mean, you saw the incident in Russia, southern Russia, and it was like a pogrom. You know, it was unbelievable.
Well, did you see those millions of people in Istanbul demanding war with Israel?
Absolutely, and then you look at Erdogan, and Erdogan is playing his own rhetoric game. But I mean, it's just the temperature is being ratcheted up and up. And I agree with you 100%. This is an extremely important pivot point. And we have to watch this very carefully, and we have to watch how America, I believe we should support Israel 100%, but we have to be very careful about Netanyahu and the people that are, and the left-wing people that are in the government there, too. It works. There's such a, you know, it's messy, and it's something that you have to divine and peel apart who's what and where. But
I agree with you. It's very, very complex. Thank you, Sheldon. Let's talk to Josh in California. Josh, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Gnostic Christian occultism. It's very similar to Jewish Kabbalah, and it's mysticism. And I'm not a student of mysticism. I don't follow mysticism. I have direct connection to God, and that's what I do, but I've studied history. So I took your call about World War III, and you just wanted to sarcastically call in and say, we have a 33rd degree Mason filling in for Owen, and then to say lies about my wife. So hope you enjoy that. Hope that stops World War III. Really appreciate your call. Sean in Michigan, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to just say I don't think the world is going to end in a worldwide nuclear war for two reasons. The first reason is biblical prophecy is 100% accurate. And Jesus Christ revealed to John, which was written in the book of Revelation, exactly how things are going to play out. And it's not a worldwide nuclear war. And the second reason is, if there was a worldwide nuclear war, it would take out all the power plants' power, and they would go into meltdown, which would destroy the atmosphere, and there would be no life that could survive on this planet.
Well, you just made my point. You just made my point for me. the Bible describes that if God didn't intervene, there'd be no flesh left. Okay? So the point is that, yeah, there's 460-something nuclear reactors that are producing power. There's hundreds of nuclear-powered submarines in the world. And if there's a nuclear war, most of those power plants will melt down and make Chernobyl and make Fukushima look tame in comparison. And so that would, because those are dirty. They're not like an atomic bomb or hydrogen bomb that dissipates most of the radiation and are, quote, clean comparatively. So you're absolutely right. So, but I can't sit there and take an interpretation that people have about the Bible and then say I'm not worried about nuclear war. God says, the Muslims have a saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. Your camel's still going to wander off just because God's on your side. You still got to tie your shoelaces. You got to put oil in the car. You got to feed your kids. But the Bible describes a fourth of the world population being destroyed and the sea turning to what looks like blood. So to me, that sounds like something really bad to me. So there you go. Are you worried about the expanded war? Are you worried about the fertilizer getting cut off, the food getting cut off? What do you think is going to happen with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, both of those are disasters for the human race. And there could be a limited nuclear war. I mean, that could happen. But I just don't think there would be a worldwide nuclear war. Yeah, I'm worried about all that. I think evil is in charge on the planet now for a short time. But eventually we win. So, no, I'm not worried about it.
Well, I appreciate your call. I believe God wins. I know God wins, and I understand what you're saying. I think you're right. But you say you're not worried about it. You mean you're not worried? I said nuclear war. We're supposed to be worried about drag queen story time, and I'm sure you are, caller. We're supposed to be worried about the human smuggling up borders. We're supposed to be worried about all this stuff. Because the mainline churches just say, hey, we're not worried. Jesus is going to come back. We're all fine. So they don't even criticize abortion. God's going to not recognize those people. That's my opinion. So this is very biblical. It's very dangerous. And that's where I stand on it. Michael in California, you're on here. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? First time caller. I've actually been trying to get a hold of you for like 3 years, so it's actually kind of cool to I finally get on. Two things. Do you think it's more likely they shut off the power or EMP? When things start getting a little crazy. I mean, I know it's getting crazy now, but.
Oh, the globalists have been pre-programming that they want to blame patriots for a cyber attack, quote, working with Russia. Then they turn the power off and blame us for it. Absolutely.
In that case, do you think like living in Southern California, San Diego, everybody has solar out here. So, I mean, is that going to be are they going to go above and beyond even just shutting off power or because I figured if you have solar, you'll be all right for a little bit. Right. I mean, obviously,
the more self-sufficient we can all get, and I'm talking to myself when I say this. The more self-sufficient we can get, the better. I've got some solar panels. I've got some little generators. I've got storable food, water filters, and guns. And, my folks have got some property in the country. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people need to get as self-sufficient as possible. The globalists don't want us self-sufficient. Everything they do is about making us helpless. So we need to be as helpful and as self-sufficient as possible.
Yeah, I agree. Cool. One more question. This is actually in regards to vaccines for children, like not the poison shots. I can't even imagine people even getting that. That's crazy to me, the COVID shots. But like regular vaccines, are they all bad? I'm only asking because I have two little boys. I got a 7 and 2-year-old. And I'm kind of iffy on the vaccines, what would you do if you're in my shoes? You got a little boy, then, you want him to go to school and all that, but, out here, I don't know how it is nationally, but out here it's like you got to have freaking records of vaccination, to go to school.
Absolutely. Look, I'm not going to tell you what you should do as a father, but let me tell you how I see this as a father from deep research that it gives me a headache to even try to draw up all the knowledge I can give you. None of the vaccines work. None of them have ever worked. Yes, you can learn immunity from them. but in almost every case, there are other mutated versions of whatever virus it is. The only vaccine that I would take, if it was clean and you could prove it hadn't been tampered with, which is one of the main ones the UN tampers with, is tetanus. Tetanus shots really work. Rabies shots really work. But humans don't take a preventative rabies shot because it's so rare. But the shots, once you've been bitten, if you get it early enough before replication, do work. But almost all, like flu, they've never guessed a flu shot that was the right mutation. It's never been real. It's always been a fraud. It lowers your immunity the next year and destroys your immune system. The shots are contaminated, almost all of them, with mRNA, RNA, cancer viruses. I've had Dr. Mikovits on, so many others. It's a nightmare. They told my grandmother when she got her second round of polio, it was oral, that she got polio in like 1955 or 55 from the polio vaccine here in Austin, Texas, where she took it. So it's a cost-benefit analysis, but are your children intervening as drug users? Are they having anal sex? No. Then they don't need the hepatitis shot. And the studies are clear. It really messes little babies up to be given these shots. They try to give them a vitamin K shot at birth to thicken the blood quicker. That's got a lot of issues with it. They take blood samples. They say, oh, it's to check if your baby has a blood disease. No, it's put in a government database. I was the person to actually break that in like 1997. It was declassified in 2000. A lot of lawsuits over it. So I appreciate your call. That's the answer to your question is, my 6.5-year-old daughter has had zero shots. My 21-year-old son has had zero shots. My 19-year-old daughter has had zero shots. I've got a 15-year-old daughter, and she lives her own life. She made her own decision. She decided to have some of them. Okay. But I'll just tell you this. My children are incredibly healthy, and that's the bottom line. And so I appreciate your call. If you look at, there's graphs out there, and sanitation really kicks in the Western world in the 20s. And as soon as we started washing our clothes with detergents and drinking water that didn't have sewage in it, you see infectious diseases go way down. Then vaccines start in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and they go back up some. Not like they were before sanitation, but they go back up. The graph goes like this. Sanitation, disease goes down. Vaccine start, goes back up. That's how the graph is from Australia to Germany to the U.S. It's the same thing. We're going to break. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet. Have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. This is the time of year to take it. 40% off, down and out sleep support, works really good. Good, clean, deep sleep. That's so good for your whole body as well. It's great to have deep sleep, but also for your immune system and overall health. 40% off, whole food multivitamin means it's not synthetic, it's organic. High-end for low price. 40% off, Superfemal Vitality, which works on men as well. We're out of the male, it's the same formula. It's discounted, 40% off, Superfemal Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. All right. Max Kaiser's coming up. We'll take a few more calls and go to Max Kaiser. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.